But that was on the outside, and things were different then. We'd built our world together.
Have you done a whole podcast without recording?
No, but twice I've got like 5 minutes in. Luckily, I've never said anything of interest, so it's not a problem to just skip around it and just go over it all again.
I assume these women behind you are Shell Block H women.
It'd be weird if they weren't, wouldn't it?
Yeah, even that bloke.
He's one of the screws.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Although he's quite lucky to be in this picture because he wasn't there that long. His name was Steve.
Do they all want to have sex with him? Are they all sex starved in the prison?
He did have sex with one of them. She's not pictured. But there was... I'm just trying to check now to see if they think the episode we're going to cover is going to mention this. No, I don't think it does. It's before this. So this is from around the 300, episode 300s. This photo was taken there. Yeah. Because B's there. B is that one there, the redhead.
Oh, yeah.
And the freak, who's the lady at the top.
She looks angry.
She's permanently angry.
All right.
But also the best character in the show. So there's that as well. But the fact you didn't recognize any of them suggests to me you've never seen an episode of Prison.
No, I've never seen it. Never once watched it. I've seen... when it was on the telly, I remember it being occasional trailers for it, but never actually watched the program.
So, what was your ITV region when it was being shown initially?
I was in the London area, whatever that was.
Thames? Is that Thames?
Thames, probably. Yeah, it must have been Thames.
Yeah, because I think Central were the origins of it. They were doing it like a bit before everyone else, and then it took off, and every region started showing it eventually. But at different points. So they started between, like, I think 88, Central started, and then another one started in, like, 91. So there was, like, an ITV region every 6 months or so just started to start showing it. So you could go around the country and watch Prisoner Cell Block H, but you wouldn't be able to necessarily watch it with any consecutive episodes. No. It'd be all over the place.
What time of the day did it go out on?
About midnight.
Was it that late?
Yeah.
Well, I might have been when I was out of the pub then, or when I got back from the pub.
Yeah, I think, I mean, first time round, when I first started watching, it was a case of when I started going to the pub was when I stopped watching it. So for years, I didn't see any episodes because I was busy. I was otherwise engaged.
Yeah, me too. In the 80s and 90s, I was at the pub most nights, out somewhere anyway.
Yeah, so this, so the era of this, in terms of when it was first over here, was late 80s to early 90s. And it generally ran until about 97 or something like that on ITV. And then when Channel 5 started, they started showing it again from the beginning. So that's it. That's its lifespan in terms of the UK. In Australia, it's 79 to 86.
I expect some of these women are dead by now.
I think they are, but the only one I definitely know is dead is the one there, Judy.
Judy? Isn't that the oldest looking one there?
I think she might be the one in... She died a couple of years ago. She was 88 or something like that. Not a bad innings, as they say. But they say that about anyone over like 50 these days, don't they? It's not helping anyone. Right. So the way I do this is I randomly generate a number between 1 and 692 to represent an episode.
Right.
Because there were nearly 700 episodes. And the one that came out for you is episode 101.
101.
Prisoner. I haven't watched it in preparation for this. If you were going to be starting on Prisoner Cell Block H101 does sound like the sort of perfect introduction lesson, doesn't it?
So unless you think of Room 101.
Yeah, but I was thinking it from the American perspective, where they mean it's like a lesson.
Oh, yeah.
A lesson in something is math 101.
Yeah.
Or
I'm with you.
Handgun 101. Those sort of things that they teach over there.
Fair enough. So
by episode 101, I know that it was into its second series. Because series one was 80 episodes.
Was it?
Yeah. I think twice weekly for like 40 weeks or something.
Have I got to watch 101 now then?
Yeah.
All right.
That's part of it. But, you know, in order to give you a chance, because just throwing someone in at the deep end and making them watch an episode without any idea of what the storylines are or the characters, stuff like that, that would just be unfair. So what I've done is I've prepared a little recap of episode 100. So you can at least have an idea of what's going on.
Excellent.
Yeah, it will make it all clear. And you'll be going, how many characters are there? Because there tends to be quite a lot in these recaps. Okay, so let me dig out a recap of episode 100.
If I bloody love episode 101, can I go on YouTube or somewhere and watch all the other 700, 600 episodes?
Yeah, they're all on YouTube. I was doing one of these the other day if someone hadn't watched it in years, and as soon as they watched it, they decided they were going to get back on the horse. And and that was from Slap Bang in the Middle. So that was like episode 300 and something. So it was sort of going from that. I was going to carry on watching it from here. Right. Okay. Let's dig out this recap.
Previously, on Prisoner Cell Block H, Kevin defends Doreen against the inevitable onslaught of Louisa's prejudiced attitudes. Tony assures Paul that he can't be the father of Sally's child, and Paul agrees to let Sally stay the night. Julie insinuates that Caroline must have decided to stay inside to be closer to Jim, but when she sees that Caroline doesn't think the remark very funny, she takes it back and admits that they may both have made a bit of a mess of their lives.
No sense of humor, Caroline.
Louisa seeks Doreen out at the halfway house and tells her that if she marries Kevin, she will never see either of them ever again. Lizzie goes after Louisa with a pan to batter her, but her anger turns to regret and she tells Louisa about her own children who were taken away from her, the eldest of them would now be a woman of 50. Jim asks Paul to check on Vivian. Vera takes Sharon to the VJ and on the way manages to manipulate her into believing that it was Judy who framed her.
What's the VJ?
Kevin thanks Lizzie for setting his mother
justice.
Straight, but both of them are worried
that
Doreen
has
gone.
With, like, fisticuffs.
In fact, she has gone to visit B. The VJ doesn't understand the Chrissy, Sharon, Judy situation until Erica explains it for him. When he knows that Judy supplied drugs to Sharon, he discounts Sharon's accusation that Judy planted drugs on her and sends her back to solitary for 7 days. B and
Lucky
Doreen
Sharon.
Talk over their problems. Paul calls at Vivian's house and
well, Sharon
says
and
the
Judy
police have also
couple.
Been round but
really?
No one has seen Vivian for days. Chrissy tries to make peace with Judy, and tells her she prefers men anyway. Judy asks what it's like in solitary and when Chrissy tells her it's okay so long as there is someone in the next cell to talk to, this seems to give Judy an idea. Caroline tells Paul she has no idea where her mother might have gone, and tells him where he can find a key to get into the house. B asks
all
permission to leave the rec room and go back to her cell,
you can tell
but instead
moving.
She goes to Judy's cell to put her straight about dealing drugs.
Quite a
what
list
Judy
of names.
Says convinces her that
yeah,
they basically
so many
agree
characters.
On that subject at least, and B even seems to recognize that Judy is acting out of love for Sharon. Paul is spurred on to visit Vivian by a policeman calling at Wentworth to warn him he is in danger of having to forfeit the bail money if she is
every
not
every actor in Australia
soon.
Must have had a part.
B tells Chrissy
some of them
she's
had
come
several
to an
parts
agreement
in
with Judy and that part of the deal is that Chrissy stays away from
and they're
Sharon.
Also the same
Lizzie
people
and Doreen go out for a drink
and
to
and
celebrate
like
Louisa's change of heart and get thoroughly plastered.
All 30
Vera tells
Australian
Judy that Sharon will be in solitary for at
no
least
Kylie Minogue,
if not much longer
And no, it might be a little early for Kylie.
Where she walks up to B and punches her in the face to get into solitary. Paul lets himself into Vivian's house and finds her unconscious.
Yeah, a very young Paul Robinson.
I know
Lizzie
he is.
And Doreen run out of money, so Lizzie
I've seen some Neighbours, not much, but I've seen a bit of it. Over.
She fakes an attack while Doreen puts a couple of bottles under her arms and walks out of the shop. Unfortunately, a police patrol car pulls up opposite her, and the driver knows who she is.
Oh, there you go. So that was episode. That's what happened in episode 100.
I thought it was all inside a prison, so I was surprised to hear so much going on outside.
Doreen and Lizzie have just been released. So sometimes it follows the characters as they get released.
So we can follow them into the off license, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And sometimes it shows you someone who's about to go to prison.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, like in Casualty, where the brilliant game is guess how these people are going to hurt themselves.
Oh, someone up a ladder with an electric drill or something, yeah.
Yeah, it's similar to that. You can kind of watch this, and it's a new character, and you go, well, I wonder how this person's going to end up in prison. And they make it kind of easy who it's going to be, because it will normally be a couple, like it'll be a man and a woman, and you'll go, well, they're not going to follow the man's story, are they? So it's going to be specifically something that this woman does. Normally killing her husband or something like that.
Fair enough. Like, is it serious crime prison or all sorts?
It really does vary. You've got murderers in there, but you've also got people who are on remand for shoplifting.
So all sorts.
Yeah, it really does depend what kind of story they've got that week, and what the writers are up to, and how often they can remember, because the security of the prison. It seems to vary depending on what needs to happen.
So if you want to escape, you probably could.
Loads of people have.
I'm not sure I'm really up on the story after hearing that bit, but it might have helped a bit.
Well, all you need to know is there's lots and lots of characters. Really.
Yeah, I've worked that bit out. Yeah, there's tons of them.
The ones we mentioned, you've got Lizzie and Doreen in an off-license. Judy... something or other about Sharon. I think they mentioned other people. Caroline, who I can't even remember.
I lost count of all the names.
Yeah. I've seen these episodes, and I can't remember who most of these people are. So obviously some stories aren't as memorable as others. Okay, so are you ready then? Are you ready to dive into
it? I can't wait to hear 101, episode 101.
Okay, so let me just dig the episode up and we can start watching Prison Cell Block H, episode 101.
Why not watch along with us? It's the best way to enjoy our insightful analysis. There's a YouTube link in the episode blurb.
Are you going to be okay?
Of course I am, you silly bugger. Get the whisk.
So that's Lizzie on the floor and Doreen in the flowery dress.
All right.
What's wrong, lady?
Oh, she's nicking some bottles while...
Yeah.
Well, she's got a chance. Uh-oh.
It's the filth.
Hello, Doreen.
Not much of a police car, is it?
It's not much of a budget, to be fair.
Like a full container with one blue light on top.
At least he had what was close to a police uniform.
You remember Brian Ernest and Dangerfield?
I couldn't stretch to a tie.
It's like a stripogram's.
Yeah, I remember.
Police.
Doyle shot my mate. How come they let you out so soon?
I got paroled.
Where are you living now?
The halfway house.
I'd go easy in the stuff if I were you. Could get you in trouble, you know.
Oh, well, I've been celebrating with my.
It's nice to know that they were allowed to just harass former prisoners on the street.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's never had nothing to do with you blokes.
Glad to hear it. Here, take a deep breath. Easy now.
You got any brandy?
Here, let me take this.
Get your paws off me. I mean...
I'll get my second wind in a minute, and I'll be out.
Liz is essentially an old drunk.
Yeah, I think she's.
Don't move. After
a packet of Rothmans.
Oh, God.
Can you two fellas give us a hand? I've got a woman inside who's. Well, just a minute. Did you pay for those?
I forgot I had them. I was going to pay for them honest, but when that little old lady took a turn inside, I came out here for help.
I believe her.
Old lady, you didn't mention anything about a little old lady before.
I'm convinced.
Well, you scared me. And I'm not used to going to the cops for help.
Look, I don't want anyone dying in my shop.
Amazing. Doreen, she's my favourite so far.
And it's me you ought to be taken in. I'm made to do it.
She was a show favourite, Lizzie was.
Yeah, she's very good.
Oh, Lizzie.
I knew it. The minute you two walked in, they've robbed me. The oldest trick in the book,
He knew it. He just helped her and didn't believe what she said.
Come on, both of you. Let's sort this out down at the station, okay?
I'll take those. And we'll need your statement.
My pleasure.
What's he want the wine for?
Too mean to give an old lady a drink.
Evidence, I presume.
Fingerprints.
Also, police Christmas party.
Yeah.
There you are.
They won't be too hard on us, Dor. It's only too lousy.
A lot of them have just left them on the table for them as well.
Yeah. Rest to me.
No talking.
Sobered up yet?
I think so, sir.
Now,
I think that door would kick down quite easily.
Get this story straight, and I warn you both again that anything that Lizzie might struggle with might be used in evidence.
There's not much of it.
I told you I was going to pay for them.
A constable.
Yes, sir.
Were both these ladies searched when they were brought in?
Yes, sir.
And did either of them have any money on them?
Well, Mrs. Birdsworth had 40 cents in her purse.
We must have been robbed. Where was you lot when you...
It's not going to work.
Oh, fair go. Dor never had nothing to do with it. She couldn't talk her way out of a paper bag.
Yeah, well, regardless of whose idea it was, the owners are only pressing charges against Anderson.
Can they put the rubber gloves on for the search?
After hearing what the arresting officer...
I hope they haven't filmed that bit anyway.
From what you've been telling us, Mrs. Birdsworth...
Also, if you were inside a paper bag,
but to charge you both
talking wouldn't be the best way of escaping from it.
I was boozed. I never knew what I was saying. And Dormaster thought I had some money. Yeah, that's right. You thought I was going to pay, didn't you, Dor?
Yeah, well, you can save that one for the magistrate and see if he'll believe you. You're both to appear in court on the morning of the 11th, and your bail has been set at 40 cents, Mrs. Birdsworth.
Oh, 40 cents?
Can't you fix it for Dor? 20 cents each way?
It's not that simple.
I've got no clue about Australian money, so...
...is don't break the law.
Doesn't sound much to say.
Bail.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not much anyway.
You'll be remanded in Wentworth Detention Centre.
Occasionally you'll hear about people having, like, $10,000...
Bloody
and
hell.
You go, is that a lot? Is that like 50 quid?
I suppose in the 80s it would have been worth a lot more anyway than now.
Lights out in half an hour.
Mr. Fletcher, how long will Judy be in solitary?
Well, that's up to the governor or the VJ. But I'll see to it that she's moved from the cell, if that'll make you happier.
That's Jim Fletcher.
You saw how
Jim Barnes Fletcher.
Well, she's
Jim
not Fletcher. Bother me.
Nice at to get half hour warning before he turns the lights off.
So, what is it with you?
Right, it's a prison.
Every time I try to help you, you treat me as though I...
Anywhere else, you get an hour.
I'm grateful you helped my mother, but I just wish you'd leave me alone.
Listen, I happen to believe in you. And I don't think you belong here.
Well, she stood right in front of you.
Is that a crime? Is it to want you out of this place?
If I didn't accept bail from Michael, I'm certainly not going to accept it from you.
Oh, I think her, and her mum murdered
I'll leave that sort of emotional her
dad,
husband.
I think.
Then why are you so interested in what happens to me?
I told you why.
I don't believe you.
What's I seem, to recall, her, I seem to recall her mum being a pain in the ass. I remember that.
Vague notion.
Her mum.
I'd like to get the name.
Yeah.
I think he's got the script on that clipboard.
The people are human beings, not animals. Good night, Mr. Simpson.
You've got to keep a script somewhere, haven't you? It's not like you can go around learning all the lines.
I mean, I don't know how long I'm going to be in here, but...
It's Judy.
If you like, I'm sure I can arrange to have the same time, huh?
Isn't that Echo? It must be a massive cell.
Sharon, I know how lonely you get on your own. And
I mean, I when they later talk, on, right? When they wheel that bed out, it will become the pub.
Sharon?
Yeah, it sounds like she's in a cave.
Sharon!
Yeah, I'm listening.
Well, aren't you going to say something?
What do you want me to say? Gee, thanks, Jude. Thanks for getting yourself thrown in the pound just for me. Well, you can take a flying jump for all I care. I've got a week in here because of you and another hanging over my head. So if you want me to talk to you, you could just go to hell.
In about 500 episodes, Sharon comes back, or the actor playing Sharon, comes back as a prison guard.
I didn't set you up, Sharon. Pat O'Connell did.
Bull.
No, it's true. I mean, B would have put her up to it. I'm telling you, I saw her plant them.
I'm assuming her career didn't go as planned if she ended up coming back 500 episodes later.
I could have hit anybody to get in here, but I chose B to get back at her for what she did.
I don't know, that's like 5 years. So she might have been in another show for 5 years.
I suppose so. Yeah.
Why didn't you tell us?
Or Ron the Doll for 5 years. We don't know.
Yeah.
She got killed in this.
I had to separate you and Chrissy.
She couldn't hang around unless they brought her in as a ghost.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been that outlandish if they'd done that.
You wait. I'll get you for this.
I wouldn't lean on that wall too
hard. I hate you, you big stupid cow. I hate you.
Things aren't going well for Judy.
Thanks for all you've done, Tony. I couldn't have gone through all that by myself.
Any time, you know that.
Who the hell are these?
Mum and Dad will write me off.
No idea. Nice green armchair.
You hadn't have been there.
They'll be all right. I didn't seem to think much of Bill, though, did they? I mean, not just...
I have no recollection of these people.
No, well, they think he led me astray when we got busted with the drugs.
Don't see many green leather armchairs.
You don't see many colours in this show, to be quite honest.
Say,
hey. Oh, okay.
Sorry, I'm late. I had a bit of an emergency.
It's Paul Reed's son.
Okay, all right.
That's Paul Reed in his. He generally wears three different shades of brown all the time. And plays pocket billiards quite a lot.
Does he?
Yeah. We noticed this on an episode he was in before.
He's got the script there again.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you've got to say there's quite a lot in it.
Yeah. Would it be all right if Sally stayed a couple of days extra? It's, well, just that, you know, her parents weren't too keen on her being pregnant, and, well, she doesn't want to go back to
flat. I was wondering what this drink business was all about. You don't have to get me sloshed to say yes, you know.
And she can stay.
You're the one sleeping on the couch, mate.
Paul Reed, unsloshed.
Her family doctor made the appointment at the clinic. And she's having the operation tomorrow.
Oh.
She just needs a bit of support, that's all.
Yes, yes.
No worries.
So off the top of my head, I can't remember what happens to these two characters.
Good night, and thanks again.
Not much, I don't suppose.
So what was this emergency about?
Last thing. Nearly 700 episodes.
Oh,
so many
you're
characters.
Well,
you're not going to remember what happened to all of them.
Fair enough.
No.
It was an attempted suicide. One of the women out on bail. Just a minute. Have you done your assignments?
Of course I have. Well, Sally did stand over me a bit.
If I tried that, yeah, I'd be in a fight in a
The main colours you see are
Maybe
in the prison.
Move in here permanently.
You'll see blue and grey. Outside the prison, you'll probably see brown and green.
That's the four colours, mostly. Is it his desk green?
Yeah, you see, because these aren't prisoners, so they're allowed beige and green.
There are a few reports that need doing.
As soon as you go inside the cells, it's all grey, blue uniforms.
And what exactly do you think that'll achieve?
It might prove to the department that men shouldn't be working in a female
prison. Yeah, I suppose you expect a lot of grey and blue in prison, but
if and when you get the
it's all the green that surprised me.
I'll hand the deputy.
Yeah, this episode's a lot greener than I remember.
Excuse me, got another guest for you. Well, come on.
Of course, she had goggles on her head.
I'll take the charge sheet. I'll take it. You know the procedure, Anderson.
Well, you lasted longer than I expected. I knew you'd manage to find your way back here somehow.
Procedure Anderson, is that her nickname?
I only took two bottles of grog.
You address all officers by name. Surely
it is a nickname you'd always have to explain how you got it, wouldn't you?
I'll be able to handle this, thank you, Mr. Fletcher.
Just see she's put in a cell with someone
Yes, I know where we can put you.
The nasty prison guard there is Vera.
To see you back.
This one.
Yeah. That's Vera, but she's commonly known as Vinegar Tits, which is her nickname.
I don't want to wake anyone up.
You better get used to being in a dormitory, Anderson. That little escapade mightn't have seemed much to you, but you broke parole. I'd say there's every chance that you'll be serving the rest of your sentence. Thought you might like to meet your new cellmate, Smith.
These cell doors don't look very much, do they?
What the bloody hell are you doing here? You've got 10 minutes to settle in, Anderson. I'm
My
sure
bathroom
it won't take you that long to tell
more
them
substantial
why
than that.
For God's sake, you silly little idiot. What have you gone and done?
I'll give her a chance, Bea.
I'll give her exactly 1 minute before I thump the living daylights out of her.
Oh, well, everything was going okay and we were celebrating and the cops didn't know what we'd done and they were going to let me go, but Lizzie thought they were arresting me and they weren't. Anyway, she came and put her foot right in it. And everything
well, she's
was
brilliant.
Really good. Then it all went wrong.
I'm just a good-for-nothing, stupid old cow, and I ought to be locked up in a hole in the ground. She was doing all right till I came along. Do you reckon they'll lock me up?
After serving so much time for something you didn't do?
No, they'll probably just fine you, that's all.
Well, what do you reckon?
Lizzie did 20 years inside for a murder she didn't commit.
Yeah.
That's annoying, isn't it?
I'll never be able to live with myself if they put her away for
something.
You'd
be quite annoyed and bitter,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Bugger up her life.
You would.
And all because I can't.
Whereas Lizzie just gave all her money away and ended up back in prison again.
Well, that does it. I'm not going to touch another drop. Never, ever. Never. And I can rot in hell if I go back on my word. What am I going to tell Kev?
Look. You go to court the day after tomorrow. They mightn't do anything to her.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to find out if she gets off. And I'm gonna see to it that she does get off.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know, but I'll do something. You just wait.
It's good to have a plan, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's your plan? Don't know.
It's quite a variety of acting ability.
Don't do this to me, Sharon.
Yeah, there's some.
You know I can't stand it when you go silent on me.
It often gets criticised, the acting in the show.
How many
but
times I have to
I
say
think
I'm
it's
sorry.
Generally good, and it's just that the bad ones
just
tend to stick out a little bit because
together,
of that.
Pretend they never happened.
There's a couple that really go for it, and a couple
I mean,
that
don't
give a fuck.
Yeah.
How can you love somebody? Spend all that time.
Some of them are actually
just pretend
atrocious,
but never happened.
Like a lot of the bit parts. Or like Paul
Sharon,
Reed's son, who we saw earlier. He's dreadful.
I know that the only reason that you turned to Chrissy
but
was because
I don't think he's in it that much.
You needed someone to look after you. You know, make a fuss over you.
I mean, some are bad actors, but some...
Well, I was, did
that, I'm enjoying it. It looks like they're not even going to put in the effort.
Oh, why you, won't you answer me?
You mean they're naturals. That's what you mean by that.
Yeah.
They don't have to try.
It must be that,
it's
yeah.
my trial today, damn you!
What's
I can't
wearing?
Go and face that knowing I have nothing to come
I don't know.
Back to.
It's, but it's obviously brown.
It is brown, very brown.
I think
I
it's two browns.
I crying again in prison for you. It's all been for you. It's always been for you. Don't you care?
Judy must have just arrived then.
Oh.
She's wearing her own clothes, so she's on remand.
Oh, that's why she hasn't got the blues thing on.
Yeah. But I think she got arrested trying to smuggle drugs into Sharon.
I want to see the governor.
What about?
Something the narcotics squad should be very interested in.
I'll let her know. Come on, O'Connell.
I heard you're the one who set me up. You were getting too smart for your own good. When I get out of here, I'd watch it. If
what do you think the narcotics squad would be interested in? UFOs?
I've been inside too long for a little girl like you to scare me. Now be a good girl and eat your breakfast.
O'Connell?
Come it's in. Just the name of the squad. They generally do admin. The Narcs. That's what they want him to be called.
Hello, Dad. Look, I won't keep you long, but, look, I don't want Sally to go to the clinic by herself today, so can I borrow the car?
Well, isn't there somebody else who can take her, a girlfriend or something?
Well, listen, I bet his hand's in his pocket.
Your responsibility, mate.
Yeah, it looks like it might be.
Come in.
Whoa! See that sweeping camera move?
Oh, yes.
I don't do much
Tilly,
of that.
Yeah, that'll be okay. I'll leave the keys for you at the front gate.
Look at the cameraman. Dad. Must have been on roller skates.
You sure he didn't mind?
No way. You know, it's funny, but ever since you came here, he and I have been getting on much better.
But I remember there's one scene, I think it's a bit later in the series, where they use a dolly for a tracking shot.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Right? And the reason it's quite noticeable is you can hear the wheels squeaking.
Must be women's lib or something.
Women's lib.
Okay, when I saw her last. But in my opinion, she should have somebody with her all the time. It's not too late to organize Bert, you know that.
No.
I can't understand why you're being so adamant about this. It can't be all pride.
It's a proper 1980 hairstyle she's got there.
Well, I'm sure that's the last thing he would want. He was hoping that you wouldn't find out where the money was coming from. That's why I agreed to go surety on his behalf. All right, I'll talk to Mrs. Davidson, see if we can't arrange for you to visit your mother.
I think Paul Reed's official title is you're social
sure
worker.
Thank you.
I
think
he's a social worker.
I'm quite sure.
I think so.
Is that why
problem solver.
That why he's got that painting of horses on his wall.
I think that comes with the official title of social worker.
Mother.
Why don't you tell me it was my fault?
Pardon?
If I'd let you pay my bail, I would have been...
It's like being a VIP and right? getting a special hat, really.
Look, let's just forget about it, okay?
Mr. Fletcher, it's just that I don't know who to trust anymore.
Well, isn't it about time you...
I do enjoy it when they walk away and suddenly they're not lit.
Yeah.
You weren't interrupting anything, Miss Bennett.
There's sometimes whole scenes that take place in the
What's
dark.
What's he been saying to you?
All the scenes are really short, aren't they? It jumps about a lot.
Rights, you know.
Well, you heard the recap. There was just so many different bits. There was probably one sentence in that for each scene.
If you think you'll be getting it easier in here by getting friendly with a male officer, you'd better think again. If you're caught, it can go just as badly on the inmate as it can.
It must be difficult not to get some of these scenes in the wrong order.
That's a disgusting thing to say. I'll be keeping my eye on you.
And would you notice if they did?
Just remember that.
Sometimes it's the background characters will be in two
parole?
Places at once.
You had to live in your mother's will, a nice bloke to marry you, and you went and blew the lot.
B. Look, Sharon's got something to tell the narcotics people. You think it could be about me planting those pills on her?
Oh, no way. Look, if she wanted to lag, she'd just tell the governor. It must be something else.
Oh, she's going to be trouble when she gets out of the pound.
Yeah, well, it's Bryant I'm interested in.
Oh, well, lagging is
so she could get near Sharon.
Grassing, essentially.
I've got a few teacher.
Yeah.
O'Connell, aren't you supposed to be working in the kitchen?
Well, yes, Miss Bennett. I just brought some clean clothes for Doreen.
Oh, Miss Bennett, I've read
what?
Your report on
Why
the
would she have Doreen's clean clothes?
So I think we better
I don't know. Maybe the chef.
Doreen's just got there direct from the police cell.
She doesn't
Why would she have anything that wasn't what she was wearing?
We'll bring it to
that makes no sense.
There you go. A beige and brown look there for
I have
Miss,
seen you do a lot
Mrs.
of
Erickson.
Foolish things in the past.
The showers were a bit nicer than I was expecting.
But this, it was not only foolish, it was absolutely thoughtless. When I recommended your parole, it was because I believed in you. You had your mother's support, all the help you could possibly need from the halfway house. Everyone was assisting you. Do you want to contact anyone? What about your fiancé?
Oh, no. Kevin mustn't find out what I've done.
Well, he's bound to find out sooner or later.
He can't, because his mother will break us up if he doesn't wipe me first. Anyhow, I might get off tomorrow. Lizzie will tell him what happened, and they've got to believe that I never meant to break my parole. I'll swear I'll never do it again. And then I can just tell Kevin that I've been visiting friends for a couple of days.
Kevin's mum sounds
Everything
terrible.
Everything will be all right, won't it?
I'm trying to remember if Kevin's mum's an actual character.
6 months it owed to me.
It might be just someone who gets mentioned.
And I never meant to
Captain Mannering's wife.
Not Kevin.
Yeah.
Or you.
Or Mrs. Columbo.
I was trying, I promise. Oh, just no good.
That's it. She needs a hug.
Hey, yeah, that wasn't bad acting from Doreen. That's quite good.
No, not bad. There's another green chair.
Yeah. And some green bottles. You know, there's plenty going on. Oh, my God. Look at those trousers.
Good day.
What do you want?
I want to talk to you about Dor.
About what?
That poor little kid that you just had put back inside.
Poor little...
And if you don't tell the cops that you made a mistake...
Get out of my shop.
You want to know something? I just got out after serving 20 years for murder. And I met a lot of toughies in there. Most of them are out now. So if you don't do like I said...
If you're not out of here within 2 seconds, I'm calling the police. This time, they might put you back where you belong.
Yeah, they might. But I better make sure...
Hey, what are you doing?
She was like an old, respected actor.
Yeah, you can tell.
And she's really dropped down like 5 social classes to play that role.
Yeah, you can tell she's got real ability.
Lousy luck. How they expect anyone to learn a lesson when they let people off the hook?
Come on, Mrs. Birdsworth, you should be grateful.
Snivelling I think she's
gone method.
All he was worried about is getting paid.
It's quite possible. I have suspected that she's pissed in quite a lot of these episodes.
You've got one charge against you.
Hey, if I didn't pay for them bottles, they'd have to lock me up, wouldn't they?
Look, getting arrested isn't going to help your friend. Could even have an effect on her trial.
How's that?
Oh, they mightn't be too happy.
She acts like she's on the stage trying to make sure the back row can see and hear.
Projection.
Yeah, plenty of it.
After I've seen Bryant, I would like to do an inspection of H Block.
She reading that as well.
Another script.
I admit it's been a bit more peaceful.
That one's in big
print. But
that's
because of tighter security. Yeah. If we slacken off now, it'd be asking for trouble.
We shall see. Yes. Two gentlemen from the narcotics branch are here, Bryant. They want to ask you a few questions.
Brown and beige versus beige and brown.
It's fair to warn you that Gilmore is making a statement now.
Is that a picture of the Queen on the wall?
She told me, I thought it necessary to call them in.
Yeah, Aussie, isn't it?
She was not telling the whole truth at her trial, that you were the one behind trafficking in drugs and that you forced her to deliver them.
And you believed her? It's not true. I mean, I never had anything to do with it.
I am merely explaining what has been said.
Well, it's not true. I mean, she's a born liar.
That's enough of that, Bryant.
Look, she even tried to involve that other fella, you know, Reed, Tony Reed.
She said she did that because she was covering for you.
Well, it's not true.
Well, you admitted to smuggling drugs into the prison.
Yeah, well, at the time, I wanted to get in here. I mean, when Sharon was sentenced, I had to do something to be near her.
I mean, I think it was the director's first day.
I'll send her straight away. They're ready for you. The longer I work here, the less I understand about human nature.
That's because they're sick. We're not dealing with normal people.
They're not normal people.
Vera is a bit of a bitch.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Heard you got engaged?
Yeah.
What's your fella like then?
Oh, he's nice. Real
big
nice.
Big cock.
Is that the ring?
Do they ever have a laugh? Is it always so serious?
Have a look at it. You have to get married or something?
No. Yeah, they're a kind of more light-hearted.
Well, you're just jealous because you never got engaged.
A lot of the humour is to be had from
I could get any bloke I wanted. From the show
itself.
Yeah. Give it back. Unintentional.
Cool.
Yeah.
It looks like you've got yourself a real big spin.
But sometimes when they try to be funny, they are. So it does have that.
Or it's just maybe you bought it yourself.
Most of the time, there are some laughable things that happen.
Up to your old tricks again, are you, Latham?
Storylines or acting or sets or
you don't measure up
direction
anymore.
Or production values.
Clobbered by a newcomer.
Yeah,
you've lost your sting.
We'll see about that.
What was that the Gov said? You get into strife and you'll end up in isolation, wasn't it? Well, it nearly finished you the last time.
B. Smith is top dog at the prison. In
there? Is that her there?
It'd be worth it.
Yeah.
To you.
Oh, please!
Don't you ever learn?
She clobbered me for no reason, Mrs. Davidson.
That's not true.
Shut up, Dory.
But, by the way, convenient walking past the cell. It happens countless times.
Quiet, Latham.
She has got a violent streak, that one.
Miss Bennet, I'm sure you can find something for Smith and Latham to do.
She's in for murder, so.
With pleasure.
Oh, well.
Outside.
Mrs. Davidson. When can I visit the baby?
From what I've seen, you're not exactly showing you deserve any.
Apparently, she was in Howard's Way, the one on the left.
Was she?
You let Caroline see.
Apparently so. I've been told by a Howard's Way fan.
I've never seen that either.
No, nor have I.
Thanks.
It's an 80s show about boats, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
You know, you really shouldn't have that ring, Doreen.
Oh, Mrs. Davidson, I've got it capered. Please.
All right. But be very careful.
Careful with your ring.
It's completely against prison procedure for them to be allowed to have jewellery. But because Doreen asked nicely, she's allowed.
Yeah?
Hi, it's me, Lizzie. It's Kevin.
Oh, just a minute.
Kevin is engaged to Doreen.
All right.
That's
the teddy bear cupboard.
I love the fact that shot just stayed on an empty room for about 5 seconds.
Oh, we'll tell her I'll see you tonight, then we'll go to a movie or something.
Oh, you can't do that. We're giving her a party.
I thought the door might open and the teddy bear walk out by itself.
Well, that should make a switch.
Well, it would have been something, wouldn't it?
She might have told me, that's all.
Oh, well, you see, we're springing it, aren't we?
It's the TV equivalent of dead air.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm going. But tell her I'll see her tomorrow, okay? If she can spare the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would have been quite good if she put a small teddy in there and then a life sized teddy just walked out of the door.
Oh, hi, man. G'day.
Jesus, what's he looking
like? I heard Sally could have been here. It was just a matter of ringing till she answered the phone, to be sure.
Quite a beard there he's got. The
this morning. It is, isn't it? It's
just brains.
It's the Australian DLT.
Her back with me where she belongs. Without the kid, of course.
In but looks
she
only,
she's
I hope.
Care of that.
Yeah.
If she doesn't want anything more to do with you, mate. Where do you fit into the picture, mate? You're too young for a girl like Sally. You're just doing the good Samaritan bit, eh? Like father, like son.
Just get out of here.
What if I don't? You gonna try kicking me out?
Oh, no, Bill, no trouble, please.
Tony looks a bit like a Paul Nicholas.
So nice.
70s Paul Nicholas.
It does a bit, yeah. Dancing you with the captain.
Kid. Yeah, reggae like it used to be. Yeah. That era. And all his other dreadful songs.
He did a few TV shows, didn't he?
I wouldn't have known who he was until he did Just Good Friends in the 80s.
I could have handled it.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
You wouldn't have gone back to him, would you, Sal?
Look, I just want to get this whole thing over and done with.
Oh, I'm sorry.
1980, smoking while pregnant.
As all that. I mean,
fair enough.
They said you'd be out in 2 or 3 hours. You know, I'd do anything for you, don't you, Sal?
Oh, Tony.
Come on. We better get going.
Pushing her out, though.
Now, B, shouldn't you have some of the others doing that?
No, the old vinegar's keeping tabs on me.
Well, do you want a hand?
Oh, is that vinegar tits?
Vinegar tits, yeah.
Oh, me and Chrissy were headed for a scrap anyhow.
They generally call her Vera to her face as well. All the other screws get like Mrs. Jackson and stuff like that, but she always just gets called Vera.
You've been having it real tough since Lizzie and me got out, haven't you, B?
It just takes a while to break in the new recruits, that's all.
Yeah, but we know you're still the boss.
Now,
you've got a thing about cleaning the top of that wall.
That old devil, Lizzie. Not that I'm glad to see you back in here. I don't know why I wasted my breath talking to you two.
You're supposed to be doing that, Smith.
Ah, yeah, well, it's a smoker, Mr. Jackson. Union regulations?
I can give you some more regulations if you like.
That's Meg Lizzie's Jackson. She lasted the entire
that's
run.
Treat Lizzie. Yeah, I know, but if she'd just kept her silly mouth shut.
Yeah, she was in it from episode 1 to episode 692.
She's brought some things in for you. You want me to tell her to take them back?
Can't say I'd blame her if she wouldn't want nothing to do with me.
I hope that teddy bear's full of drugs.
You always said I was stupid, Miss Bennett, and you was right.
Or a hacksaw.
I should never have been allowed outside. Rotten to the bone.
I think it might just be
Will
Doreen's
you go and
teddy
sit over there,
because like she's incredibly
time,
childlike and
do,
stupid.
Oh, is she?
When the writers remember that she has to be childlike and stupid.
And when I do, I bugger it up. I've taken the pledge, you know, Miss Bennett. We should get together sometimes and have a yarn about the good old days.
Will you be quiet?
Oh, Miss Bennett,
taking the
you
pledge
wouldn't.
And the windling.
Oh, don't be stupid, Birdsworth. Come on, Lizzie.
You mean she'll see me?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure a teddy bear gets cut up as it's brought in at some point.
I always said you was all right, Miss Bennett.
I think someone should look inside it.
Yeah, you'd assume, regardless, you'd have to check something like that got brought
good
in.
Good day, door.
Yeah.
But security isn't one
hello,
of their priorities
Lizzie.
Here.
You mean you're not crook on me?
Oh, no, I reckon it's about time I faced up to my own mistakes.
This is a prison someone escaped from by putting a hat on.
I can believe it.
I tried to talk some sense into that coot down the bottle shop, but he wouldn't listen. Kevin came round. I covered up for you. He's coming around tomorrow.
Meg standing at the back doing nothing in these scenes is a theme we've noticed while doing these.
Well, he's got a lot of truth, Lizzie. What?
She essentially just does prison admin as well as act. Well,
and you can tell
mainly
if he
prison
doesn't
admin.
Want to see me, that I'll understand and that I'm sorry and that I, you know.
But she's got to get off, isn't she, Mrs. Jackson?
I don't know.
But she's got to get off. Dawn never did nothing.
She does speak occasionally.
Oh, God, Dawn, what are we going to do?
I mean, she stands there for the whole scene, and all she gets is, I don't know.
Now, Lizzie, if you could sign the visitor's book, and Doreen, you sign the property book, please.
I'm going to make a fortune on the Gigi's. I didn't get a chance to back Whiskey a Go-Go today and go and see that rotten mongrel in the bottle shop. I'll bet the bloody thing wins, too.
I'm not going till I see Sharon Gilmore.
You will do as you're told.
I have to see her before I go.
Will we ever find out whether Whiskey a Go-Go wins the race?
If you're going to behave like that...
There's so many unanswered questions.
Where are you going, Lizzie?
How long are these episodes?
She's more worried about Gilmore.
They're a TV hour, so like 40 minutes.
All right.
Serves her right. All right, come on, Doreen. Just a minute. Did you see Birdsworth leave the building?
No, why? She wouldn't.
I wouldn't be surprised at anything she does. All right, Anderson, what's she up to?
Oh, I don't know, Miss Bennett. I've never seen a thing.
Officer Knox, take Anderson back to her cell.
Officer Knox.
Security gate closed. She can't.
Yeah, it would be great if just someone had knocked on the door.
She could
then
find
wouldn't
a way
it?
Around here blindfold.
Yeah.
The scriptwriters
well,
missed
to me,
the trick.
There are more women
they did. Certainly did.
Wentworth than out.
Has she gone to see B? Oh no. I do want to. I'm going to do a special on the incidental music from the show because there's
not
something
much.
Just yeah but also there's something not quite right about it.
No,
this is like a spy chasing like sneaking around in a
yeah, it makes no sense, does it?
And yeah, someone's evil lair.
Yeah.
Mrs. Davids.
Yes, Miss Bennett.
Been looking for Birdsworth everywhere.
I was told you knew where she was.
Oh, must have slipped me mind. I could have
come on, Birdsworth. This time I'll make sure that at least you reach the gates.
We haven't quite finished yet, thank you, Miss Bennett.
It was nice of you to worry about me, Miss Bennett.
That'll be the day.
think Vera was in Home and Away.
I think. Oh, she?
Yeah, your I think for quite a while.
Was a judge. He must have taught you a few lurks.
Not that I can remember, Lizzie.
If Dor gets put away again and I'm not... I don't want to be out there on my own.
Oh, don't talk nonsense.
Selfish cow.
I've been here since this place was built. I know every brick. You're the boss, Mrs. Davidson. I wouldn't take up much room.
Well, you've settled into the halfway house now, Lizzie.
She loves it.
I can't stay there forever.
She's going to go and live in a prison.
Have you made other plans?
I was going to move in with Dora and Kev after they were married.
Well, you'll have some money soon. You could buy a place of your own.
What good's a house of my own? I could be dead for months and no one would miss me.
A bit like it's a female Albert Steptoe.
Mrs. Davidson. All my friends are in here.
Yeah. Well, I haven't thought of it like that before, but now I can't unthink of it.
Tommy hasn't been sentenced yet.
I don't know what's going to happen when Kev finds out. He'll probably wipe us both. Dor needs him, Mrs. Davidson. He's the first
he'll probably
decent
wipe
fella
them
that's
both.
Ever been any good yeah. to her.
I don't know what they mean by wipe.
No.
Must be now, an Australian term.
And also, right. a clinic called the Fisher Clinic suggests that it might be a different sort of operation going on in there.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that car. And there's another one the same colour right in front.
Yeah.
Falling over himself. How wet can you get?
I'm being followed. This is great music this time. Oh, it's short.
I love the music. It's amazing.
Whatever happens tomorrow, don't try to elaborate. Just tell the truth and I'm sure the magistrate will be fair.
So I'm not saying... It's cheaper to buy horrible coloured cars for a TV
Lizzie,
show
than
normal coloured cars. But all the ones in this so far have been like lemon coloured, and these were like orange, dark green.
That limey coloured one.
Yeah.
It was my doing. She hasn't done anything that you could blame her for.
Lizzie!
She's been arrested, Kev.
He's another one for the shit actor list, isn't he?
You must be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Erica Davidson, the governor of Wentworth Detention Centre.
So Doreen is back inside?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Yeah. And if a lady like Mrs. Davidson can stick by a door when things get a bit shaky, I don't see why you can't.
I think we should go inside and discuss this calmly.
I like how she's just accusing him
just
of
what I was about
stuff
to say
he might not actually do.
Yeah. Are you really the governor of a jail?
Yes. And a friend of Lizzie and Doreen's.
Very posh, isn't she, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if she does have to go back?
Oh, 6 months isn't a lifetime.
Green tablecloth?
Of course it isn't.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you had to wait...
Green walls.
Green walls. The cupboards are like green as well.
I know it isn't easy on family and friends, but believe me, it's far worse for the women inside. I've seen too many of them rejected.
Yeah, she only got carried away because she was so happy she was marrying you.
Doreen has been institutionalized most of her adult life. She thought that was the only thing she could expect. But you've given her something else, Kevin. A future.
Yeah, well, I should have my own business going in about 6 months, so... I need more money in the bank. Better start for us both.
I knew you'd come good.
Thanks, Lizzie.
And I'm gonna move right away from her. Dora and myself could never keep out of trouble when we were together. I'm gonna get right out of your hair.
Yeah, you bet you will. Because I'm gonna keep an eye on both of you. We're not gonna let you out of our sight. Right.
Well, why would a newly married couple want Lizzie to live with them? Makes no sense whatsoever.
His acting's terrible, isn't it?
Drinking and smoking, Bosch.
It was good for you in those days.
Oh, bloody hell.
Kid, you sure you're old enough to be drinking?
Two beardy men.
Tony. Is that the same DLT as earlier? I think it is.
I think one of them is.
Join us, Sally. We can go over old times.
Will you leave us alone?
Oh, so it's us now, is it? You decided to like him younger than
these days. One's DLT, one's Peter Sutcliffe.
Yeah.
Why don't you shut up? The kid can speak for himself. What do you know?
Tony, let's go. He's not worth it.
Hey!
He's not worth it.
That's right, little boy. Do what Mummy tells you to do.
Tony, no!
Come on, have
it's
a go.
Fight.
Have a go. What's the matter, Goldilocks? What's stopping you? Not as tough as you thought, eh?
Tony, let's go, please.
Yeah, yeah, run along, Junior, before you get yourself hurt.
Surprise attack. Bloody hell. How did you manage that?
He flew, didn't he?
Bruce Lee would have struggled to do that.
He absolutely flew. I mean, you'd expect you'd have to bounce on like a trampoline
Judith
or something
Francis
to get
Bryant,
that velocity.
Been sentenced to 1 year imprisonment,
I've got a feeling it might have been a dummy.
Having been found guilty of trafficking in drugs. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yeah, I'm guilty.
You better learn a few manners, Bryant. You wanted to be here, so you'll learn to play the game our way. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to go behind the screen and change into these.
You'll be sorry to hear that Sharon's evidence didn't hold up in court. They only got on me what I wanted them to get.
Then you're a fool. Oh, hadn't you noticed that your little friend doesn't care what happens to you?
You don't know anything about that.
She made that statement to get out of another week in solitary. That's not much in exchange for a very close friendship, is it?
It wasn't necessary, Vera.
Meg's meant to be the nice guard.
Oh, she.
You see, there was that sweeping camera move again.
Yeah.
Yes, Mrs. Davidson.
I don't recall that happening very often, so I wonder if this director was just getting a bit excited.
Might have got a bit of new equipment.
Yeah, or had too much fizzy pop.
I finished the laundry. Yeah.
We'll take that back to the storeroom.
Yeah, but I can't get through the security gate. Can you let me through, please?
You've got 2.5 minutes, Brandt.
Now, if you see Sharon, you tell her she's welcome to you.
Oh, ta very much.
She put her arm out. There was no possible way around it.
Well, good day.
No.
Oh, no, you don't. There's one legal one about me, Bryant. I don't like being hit in the face.
Oh, is this the murderer again?
That's B.
Yeah.
But Judy did have a go at her.
Just get away from me. Do you understand?
He's got a violent streak, this one.
Oh, definitely. You don't mess with the top dog.
Should have finished this ages ago, Smith.
Well, if a job's worth doing properly.
How did this happen to you, Brandt?
It's an accident.
Leaky pipes.
All I know is I want to be with you, you know?
She pissed herself.
Look, I don't care if it takes 6 months or a week. I'm going to be waiting for you.
Pissed herself on her head somehow.
Well, what are you going to tell your mum?
Oh, I can take care of her. I'll just tell her that... Well, no, bugger, I'll tell her the truth. You know, it's our life, not hers. She can like it or lump it. I'm not going to let you down, you know?
He's so fucking
I'm
wet.
Not going to marry you, Kevin.
What are you talking about?
This dramatic
well, it's
music.
It's not that I don't love you.
Well, it's a very dramatic scene.
That's the trouble, it is. I do.
Meg, get the back
and
there.
Do it. Yep.
They could replace it with a hat stand.
Everything I do.
I reckon they thought, well, we're paying her.
Okay
she may as well do something.
It always goes wrong. I tried to change, but I can't.
Don't talk rubbish, Dory.
I've got to say what I feel, Kevin. I've been listening to a lot of people, and I've been doing a lot of thinking on my own. And I know what's right. Sooner or later, I always muck it up.
Ah, right. She was literally allowed to keep the ring, so they could have that dramatic scene.
Yeah. He's left it there. Someone will have that. There's thieves everywhere.
And a massive zoom in. There you go. Oh, and it's the theme music without the lyrics, which is the worst one.
Oh, there's both, is there?
Yeah. I'm not quite sure what constituted which one they played either. The theme sung by Lynn Hamilton, but...
She's not there.
It's an instrumental, yeah. Script editor Ian Smith there. Ian Smith
Costello.
played Ian Smith played Harold Bishop on Neighbours.
Oh, yeah, I know you mean.
Sometimes you get credits for Travel Lodge. And also Hair by someone or other.
There's your list of people that are all to blame.
Hair by Gilbert Broadway. Oh, this must have been before they went with Travel Lodge.
Grace Brothers, wasn't that Are You Being Served?
Yeah. So we're still in 1970. This is still year one.
What the hell?
So this is episode 101 that they'd filmed in their first year.
That was 1979.
Yeah. I mean, fair play.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of episodes to do. Maybe it could be argued that there are some issues with the writing and production and direction and stuff like that, because they're trying to do 100 episodes in a year.
Yeah, if it is, yes. I mean, they haven't probably got the budget of Coronation Street.
They've probably got the budget. Well, if you're doing two episodes a week as well, which is 2 hours of telly, which is the same as Coronation Street, do they have 3 or 4 episodes a week?
I think it's 3, yeah, I think.
Yeah, right, so they're doing an hour and a half of telly. So they're doing 2 hours compared to that. And yeah. I've never watched Coronation Street. Is there more action involved in Coronation Street than in Prisoner?
Not seen it for years, no.
Anyway, that was episode 101. What do you think happens in episode 102?
I'm not sure what happened in 101.
Well, you saw the heartbreaking scene between Dor and whatever wet blanket was called, Kevin.
Yeah, I think Kevin will kill himself.
Okay, there have been several suicides in the show, so it could be one of those.
Yeah, I think Kevin's going to be heartbroken and kill himself.
What about Lizzie?
Someone's going to steal that ring off the table.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be secure in a prison, wouldn't you? But yeah, someone's going to have that.
Someone will swap it for Rothman's or Benson Edges. Yeah.
What about Lizzie? What's going to become of Lizzie?
Lizzie, she was the...
drunk old woman.
Drunk old woman, yeah. I think she'll just carry on being the drunk old woman and being the best actor in it.
No spoilers, but she does for about another 300 episodes.
Yeah, she looked like she was set in her ways.
Oh, yeah, she wasn't in change. She'd been in prison for 20 years. There's no benefit in changing her now.
No, so, she seems to have been institutionalized. I think she's happier in prison than anywhere else.
What about the boring subplots? There was Paul Reed's son and his girlfriend who was trying to get an abortion but isn't even his girlfriend, I don't think. There was that storyline.
Thinking back, I remember that green armchair more than I do most of the people.
Paul Reed, green armchair owner.
Yeah, I enjoyed the armchair. I've never seen one like it before.
There was Judy and Sharon, obviously. They didn't really cover their story much. It was just more the aftermath of it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So B having a go at Judy, sticking her head down the sink. that was about it. There weren't many stories this week.
B's quite a good baddie.
She's great. She's really good. She was the best character in it until the Freak arrived.
Oh, the Freak. Is that her name, the Freak?
The Freak is the very stern-looking woman at the back of my picture.
Is B even frightened of the Freak?
No, because for a while there was a kind of battle between B and the Freak to see who would be the top dog, really. Well, B's top dog anyway, because that's the main one amongst the prisoners, but the top dog also kind of runs things. And
the freak sounds like one of those WWF, whatever it's called, wrestlers.
She'd have been great at that. She's a big, tall woman who used to beat the crap out of pretty much every prisoner.
Well, B's definitely got anger issues. Every time we saw her, she was attacking somebody.
She, but the her daughter died of a drug overdose. So she's incredibly anti-drugs. And Judy is in prison because she smuggled drugs into Sharon. So that is why B was attacking Judy.
Oh, that's why. It's a sore point for her, drugs.
Yeah. So basically, she's fine unless you're dealing drugs or cruelty to children, I think, is her other one. So if you're in for other than that, she'll probably be fine with you.
She hates it if you're cruel to children. The rest of the people there are fine with it, but she really hates cruelty to children.
Some of them wouldn't care less. Some of the characters are fucking horrible.
Well, it is a prison, I suppose.
It is, yeah. You get some, I believe they're referred to as ne'er-do-wells in there.
Yeah. It attracts them like a magnet, doesn't it?
It does a bit. But there is one more prisoner-related thing. And it's a quiz.
Quizner cell block H.
So I did one of these in series one of this, and I'm doing it again. Essentially, it's multiple choice questions, and whoever gets the highest score at the end of the series wins a solid gold hat.
Well, that won't be me.
You don't know. It's multiple choice.
You might just guess lucky.
Yeah, exactly. That's why multiple choices are the worst quizzes, because you can win without knowing a thing.
Yeah.
That should be the slogan.
Fair enough. Sounds like my sort of quiz.
Exactly. Best quizzes, because the worst thing you can do is, well, naught. That's the worst you can do. Right. So, question one. Who is the first character to be seen getting murdered in the prison? Is it Anne Yates, Bill Jackson, Harry Smith, or Sally Lee?
Would I have any way of knowing that?
No.
I'm going to say A then.
See, these questions are going to be the same for everyone, so they might not. They may accidentally coincide with an episode that's just been seen, or they may have nothing to do with any of them.
My guess is A, the first one, whoever that was.
Okay. So what I'll do is, I don't say whether you've got them right and wrong. I'm just going to say your score at the end.
Okay.
So, which character knew Susie Driscoll? You didn't see Susie Driscoll.
No.
Prior to her arrival at Wentworth, was it Joyce, Judy, Meg, or Mouse?
I'm going to go for Mouse.
Okay. Who found a gun buried in the prison garden? This is in about 500 episodes time.
Right.
I don't give a spoiler.
I might fast forward to that one then.
Who found a gun buried in the prison garden? Daphne, Julie, Rita, or Willie?
I'm going to say Willie, but I'm going to say...
I knew you'd want to say Willie, but whether you go for Willie or not, I don't know.
Was there a Judy? Was there no Judy?
There was a Julie. Daphne, Julie, Rita, Willie.
I'm going to go for Daphne, I think.
Daphne. Another Julie question. What colour was Julie Egbert's cardigan?
Green,
orange. No, this is much later. This would have been like mid-80s. So obviously...
You've got more colours.
Yeah, it's all changed by then. Was it green, orange, pink or yellow?
Let's go pink.
This is another one that kind of relates to the show's production values. The actress playing which character changed overnight? Was it Helen Smart, Lisa Mullins, Lorna Young, or Paddy Lawson?
I'm going to go for the third one.
Lorna Young?
Yeah. I'm going to go for Lorna.
Oh, this is something we actually kind of discussed. How many episodes were there between Joan Ferguson, the freak, arriving and B. Smith leaving? Essentially... How many episodes do they overlap for? 114, 147, 198, or 233?
Did you say during that? Because I can't remember.
I don't think I said.
Oh.
But I mentioned that they had a kind of overlap, which was when this photo was taken.
I'm going to go for A then, the first one.
What was Lorelei, was it Lorelei or Lorelei? I was never sure. What was Lorelei Wilkinson's real first name? Darlene, Lurleen, Marlene, or Wolverine?
Probably not Wolverine.
You never know. You never Soap know. Opera.
No, Marlene. Marlene sounds like a good Australian name.
They all sound like good Australian names, apart from Wolverine. We're talking about people who have been in other stuff. Alf Stewart from Home and Away. I don't even remember Alf Stewart.
Alf. Was he the one that used to say, Flaming Galar?
Yeah. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't knock your block off.
Yeah.
Him. He was in Prisoner playing three different characters.
Really?
So the question is, which three characters did Alf Stewart play? Bruce, Brad and Fred. Jeff, Kurt and Ernest, Matt, Luke and Ken, or Stan, Jack and Blakey?
Last one sounds like on the buses. I'm going to go for A.
Bruce, Brad and Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last one does sound like on the buses, doesn't it? Well, I couldn't put Olive in. What was Rita's brother called? Bongo, Dingo, Mango, or Pingu?
What was that again?
What was Rita's brother called? Bongo, Dingo, Mango, or Pingu?
Let's go Dingo. Like the dog.
And final question. Who moved Vera's radio? Was it?
A Pauline,
Fletch, Meg, or we just don't know?
I think Meg.
Meg.
We probably don't know, but I'm going to say Meg.
Okay. Well, 10 questions there. So you'd assume, based on your guesswork, you'd get like either 2 or 3, because the average should be 2.5. You got 4.
Oh, fuck me. That's not bad.
4 out of 10. Now,
just good at guessing.
Well, not that good at guessing, but
no,
more surprisingly good at guessing than you anticipated.
Than the average, yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out what the average is come the end of the series, when the prize is awarded and the winner is announced.
Someone will definitely have more than 4.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're having a proper prisoner expert up at some point, so they're going to get all of them. In fact, they'll probably tell me if I've got one of the questions wrong.
Is there such a thing as a prisoner expert?
Yeah, they're really. You get the fans like me, but then you get the full on experts who, when I just mention an episode number, they'll know what happened in the episode.
I can understand how you could be an expert on something like Fawlty Towers, because there's only a few episodes, but 600 episodes. How do you memorize that lot?
Oh, I've got no idea. But then again, some people find it weird that I know lots of stupid pop trivia. So
it is a bit weird, yeah.
It goes, you know, I find it weird that people don't know lots of stupid pop trivia.
I've just got a really bad memory. So I'd probably if I had a good memory, I probably would have quite a good knowledge. Just forget.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember important stuff. I could tell you he was like Christmas number one, 1983, but I can't remember my postcode.
No, I keep forgetting mine as well.
Yeah, it's because there's such a shit collection of numbers and letters. How are you supposed to remember those?
I often mix up my new one with my last one.
I know. I couldn't remember my old postcode, and I've been here for ages. And then they changed it. So my postcode changed. I didn't, without moving, my postcode changed.
That's weird.
And it didn't really affect me at all on the grounds that I still couldn't really remember it. So it wasn't that bad. Anyway, what with this being a podcast and that kind of thing, you have a new podcast, don't you?
Yeah, I've just started doing another podcast. Yeah, I was doing one years and years ago, and I sort of just stopped. And then I thought I'd do another one, so I have.
But what the world clearly needs is more podcasts. So the fact that we're both offering something that's in dire need is fair enough. But do you want to give a little promo for yours? Outside the box?
Yeah, it's just called Basil Butler Outside the Box. And but I couldn't recommend it, really. It's just, it's there.
I liked it. I liked it.
If you're interested, it's there.
Damn sight shorter than this one.
Yeah, I've always thought about a half hour was a good amount of time for a podcast. I just think, how long do I like to listen to them for? And I thought, well, about half an hour is about right.
Yeah, this one's ludicrously long.
So when
I edit it down, it's like hour and a half. One of them went to 2 hours.
Well, that is a long time. But I suppose with a podcast, you can listen to bits. You don't have to listen to that all at once. You can listen to half of it and then come back to it, can't you, if you want?
Yeah, and this one's got a whole episode of a TV show in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Which isn't going to help anyone.
Yeah, mine's only about 15. I thought I'd keep it to about 15, 20 minutes. So before people got bored.
I was well on board with that.
I went, finish before they turn it off. That's my plan.
You know, on the hosting, I think this one's on Acast, so I can go into the hosting of it and you can look at in every like minute detail of all the stats and stuff like that about each episode. You can see how many people listen for how long, stuff like
that. I get some stats on mine, but not that. I don't pay for the full thing, so I don't get many. Mine's on Libsyn, which when I started my other podcast, Basil Butler Show podcast, years ago, was about getting on for 20 years ago. I struggled to find anywhere where you could, because they were a new thing podcast, it was hard to find anywhere where you could host them.
Yeah.
And Ian Lee, I messaged him, and he kindly messaged back and gave me some advice on where to go to. And that he said Libsyn, he'd used Libsyn. He said they were pretty good.
I think a few people who do pods use that. And the reason I used Acast, though, is because they automatically upload it to all the other
hosting I think it's an easier way of doing it, Acast.
Yeah, because buggered if I'm going to sit down and learn how to do that myself.
No, with Libsyn, it's quite good. They just give you a list of all the places where it can go to, and you just sort of tick them off, and it does it for you once you've done that.
That sounds even easier. I should have done that.
It's not too bad, yeah.
I'll have to give that a whirl. Anyway, so so listen to Basil Butler Outside the Box, because chances are, by the time I actually get around to releasing this, there'll be loads of episodes.
No, I haven't done the second one yet.
Oh, that's all right. I haven't even started editing any of these yet, and I'm going to release them all on the same day. So it's that's going to be fair enough. So now you've broken your prisoner cell block H cherry, would you even be remotely interested in ever and having another look at an episode, or does it just not work for you?
Not really. No, I mean, I can see that it's amusing to take the piss out of it, but even that's not enough to make me want to keep watching it.
You see, I do both. I genuinely love the show, but also will take the piss out of it because there are some other people who are such fans of the show that they won't take the piss out of it because they just love it so much. There are others who will only take the piss out of it. So I'm somewhere in the middle between the two.
It probably wasn't as bad as I thought it might be, but it's just...
There was no obvious like walls shaking or anything like that.
No, but just knowing how much there is of it, it would seem like like a no light at the end of the tunnel. It seemed like the rest of your life.
the weird thing is this, because there's so many characters and so many stories, you'd expect there would be lots of long running stories, but there aren't really. The stories generally last for a handful of episodes at most. A lot of things are resolved pretty quickly.
Yeah, a lot of the little bits seem just to get abandoned rather than finished.
Yeah, sometimes they have stories that just are going nowhere, or characters and stories that are going nowhere. So they just end them all of a sudden.
It looks a bit like someone said to them, I want you to make this many episodes in this amount of time. And then they just haven't really got anything. They've just gone and made that up.
Yeah, I don't know how far ahead they were working in this day, because this is obviously quite early on in the run. This is still the first full year of it. So They had obviously been commissioned to do however many episodes at this point, but by episodes, when they were told to cancel, I think they were given like 10 episodes or something to wrap up the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they did. And they did really well. So
I suppose you could wrap it up in one episode, really.
A massive explosion, yeah. Although that wouldn't take 10 episodes. You could just have a really long 10-episode countdown timer.
Yeah.
That would be all it needs. Okay. I think we're pretty much done, mate. I think you've sat through the thin gruel that you consider Prisoner Cell Block H to be. And you survived.
I'm quite pleased that I've seen one episode, because now if anyone asks me if I've seen it, I can say, yeah.
I definitely have.
I've seen one episode.
And I will never watch it again.
Probably not.
I know, it's fair enough, but it's the sort of show that I wouldn't have thought that I'd like, and I don't like any of the other soaps, and so it's quite surprising that I like it, but I do. There you go. The fact that I'm willing to rewatch the episodes and stuff was multiple times shows how much I like it.
I do this as well,
which
or also shows how mental you are.
Possibly, yeah. That has been
But that was on the outside. And things were different then.